Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, listeners. Welcome to the show. I have a very special treat for y'all today. She's holding on the line. Today I have a host of one of the probably the best radio shows I've ever had the privilege of calling into, our Heart Radio. Help me welcome Chrissy.
Cody.
Is this Chrissy?
Yes, this is Chrissy. How are you?
Hey, Chrissy, how are you doing?
Good, good. What's going on? How was your weekend?
Oh, good. How was yours?
Good, good. Just, you know, we had rain last night, but other than that, it's been great.
Oh, yeah.
Well, thanks for having me on your show. I was so surprised.
Thanks for taking a little time to come on.
Oh, sure, sure.
I wanted to talk about actually how a radio show got started.
Oh, gosh. Okay. This is kind of a long-winded story, but... Okay. All right, I'll tell you the story. In February of 2011, I actually created my first one and only fan board, which was Ethan and Christina for General Hospital.
Right.
And it's called Reluctant Heart.
Mm-hmm.
And then in September when we learned, or I guess it was October really, we learned October 7th or something, we learned that Lexi Ainsworth was fired, right?
And I hated that so bad.
Yeah, that was just, oh, my God. And all the girls on my board were just, I mean, because we have a little community there. We have, like, a chat box and stuff. And we get together every day at, like, noon, well, 3 p.m. Eastern, you know. There's a bunch of us that watch the show live and chat. Well, anyway, they were so upset. And I had been asked to call into another show because I knew, because of my board and because, you know, I had met Lexi at Fan Club Weekend that year and everything else. So I did. And the girls were like, oh, my God, that's so cool. We can maybe call it. So then I said, well, you know, let me just, I don't know if I can do it. I don't know what I'm doing. I never even thought to do a show in my life. And so I had a show. And we had, like, a test show on October 8th. And actually, another, Silas came, who he actually had his own show, Deliver Nation, whatever. And he called into my show, and also, you know, Carly from Daytime After Dark and Christy, Lazen Radio, like a lot of the people that were in Blog Talk at that time were just really supportive of me and stuff. And so then I don't know, it just kind of has morphed into, I mean, we had our first guest wasn't really until, I think it was January, we had our first guest, which was Pietro D'Alessio from Proper Manners, and then it's just kind of gone on from there. It's so crazy because I never, like, and I wanted it to be a fan's voice. You know, I wanted it to be, you know, people could call in, like, fans of the show or whatever show, really, because we support, like, a lot of the online web series and this and that. And anyway, it just kind of snowballed from there. And Dania, the reason she was my co-host, I had met her through my fan board, and then she just said, you know, yeah, you know, I said, well, can you be my co-host? Because, you know, I don't know what I'm doing. And she knew about Blog Talk, and I didn't. And so she came on board. And then Felicia, she was like, she had actually just joined the fan board literally maybe a month before we put the show together, because she wanted to do her own fan board for Ethan and Christina, but then, you know, Lexi was fired. And then she's like, I'll do your events. So that's sort of how it happened. We all just kind of came together, and now it's kind of like a machine, and we you know, I have fun producing it every week. It's
it's fun.
Yeah. So.
And I have to tell you, your show over there is probably my favorite show to call into. Are you still there, Chrissy?
What?
Chrissy?
Yeah, I'm here. What'd you say?
Oh, okay. A line went dead for a second. I was like, okay, what happened?
No, my my phone kind of, I'm like, oh my gosh. Okay, go ahead. Sorry.
Yeah. Anyway, I have to be honest. Your show is probably my favorite show to ever call into.
Aw, thank you. That really means a lot. I know. I always wonder what people think out there because, you know, I try to be mindful of what we put out there, you know.
Oh, yeah.
I don't want it, you know, to be, you know, just me shooting the breeze, really.
Right,
but,
absolutely.
That means a lot to me. I really appreciate that, you know. It's a lot of work. I mean, seriously, because I do all the, you know, I create all the audios. Like when we have, like this week, we're gearing up. I'm so nervous and excited at the same time because we're doing, I'm like, you know, 50th anniversary, General Hospital.
Mm-hmm.
I figured let's just, you know, between like now and like April 1st, I figured, you know, we'll do like different aspects of the show. And so now I'm like working on, I don't know, 3 or 4 different audios and things like that. But, you know, it's fun. So I like doing it, you know, like it doesn't feel like work, you know,
right.
And I like talking with people, so.
Oh, yeah. When I first started this show's only been live for about 2 or 3 weeks, so it's fairly new. I had batted around the idea of a talk show like this for probably months because I called into several others previous and spoke to several celebrities, so I thought, hey, I could do this. So
yeah.
This was born.
Exactly. And you know what? I think it's good for people. Seriously, like, you know, everybody says, you know, people, we're all so kind of in our own little worlds, whatever, but I think that that it's really cool that there is a Blog Talk Radio. Like, you can you can do whatever, and it gives you creative, you know, your juices, creative juices, you know, you can do whatever, really, you know, and I mean, like, what made you decide to do it? I mean, were you just kind of, you know, had you been thinking about it for a very, very long time?
I've been thinking about it probably for about 3 or 4 months. So,
yeah.
And I just figured just jump in and do it and see where it goes, you know what I mean?
Yeah, totally. Well, what is your, like, are you going to, like, just talk to different, have guests every week, or how are you formatting it?
As I told you on Twitter, we'll have a guest whenever their schedules permit, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
A week or so ago, I had on Cody Kitchen from GH.
Oh, yeah. That's very cool.
Her. She's an absolute doll.
That is so neat. That's cool. She. Oh, my gosh. I know, aren't they great? Like, seriously, I've been really blessed. Like, I'm so shocked. I mean, I would say the scariest interview that we had, like, that was very, very big, that I couldn't even believe agreed to be on the show, and I was terrified. It was like, in my head, I'm saying, don't F up. I'm like freaking out. I'm shaking literally. It was when we had, I couldn't believe Tristan Rogers agreed to be on our show. That was like,
wow,
holy grail time. I mean, Tristan Rogers is going to come
seriously,
on our,
I mean, that's,
it was crazy. I was like, oh my God. And Dania, you know, she was, because she, you know, I've only been watching GH since 1998, but she's been watching it. She watched it, like, growing up. I mean, she's been watching it for, like, 35 years. And she had a poster of him in her room growing up. And she was like, oh, my God. And I'm like, oh, my God, what am I going to, you know, like, it was so, but he was a pleasure. He was so cool because he told us a lot of backstory, you know, behind-the-scenes stuff. See, that's the other thing. Like, I feel like, you know, fans want to hear the behind-the-scenes stuff, I think, a lot. You know, like, they want to hear the fun stories, and they want to, you know, kind of feel like a connection in that way. And so, but, yeah, that was scary. And then I still am like, Jacqueline Smith came on. That was crazy. She's like one of my, you know, role model growing up kind of a thing. Because Charlie's Angels, of course, you know, I love Charlie's Angels. And
Right.
You know, I'm like, I wanted to be one of the angels.
Charlie's Angels.
You know, I was like, oh,
right.
I could do it. And anyway, so I still can't believe she decided. I mean, like, it's been so amazing. I mean, not only that, but, like, I'm just floored by, you know, how willing they are to come on. I mean,
mm-hmm.
you know how it is. You know, you don't pay anybody. I mean, because we don't get paid. And you
right,
know what I mean?
Know. Right.
So it's shocking to me. I mean, it's very, very cool. And, you know, like, the web series are just awesome. I mean, if you have you seen any of the web series at all?
I hadn't got a chance to check any of them out yet, but I probably will.
Oh my gosh, I'll send you some links. You have to see Divanity, and you have
mm-hmm.
to see Fumbling Through the Pieces. You have to see Pretty.
I've heard you tweet about that a lot.
Oh my gosh.
I tweeted
God,
a lot about
so,
that.
Yeah, well, Divanity, I started a like little fan club, Divanity fan club. And
mm-hmm.
it's free. It's free for fans. Like, I'm not going to charge people because I don't
really
want to, you know, it's hard.
Right.
So I started that, and then Fumbling is, oh, my God, it's like a dramedy, but Hilary B. Smith
mm-hmm.
is the star, and actually Michelle Lee.
Oh, I love
Bobby
Hilary
Eakes.
Smith.
Yeah, Bobby Eakes is on this season.
Mm-hmm.
It's going to be great.
Mm-hmm.
And then Ragged Isle
mm-hmm.
is more like X-Files-esque, you know, and
right.
Barry Dodd, and they're so great. And then, of course, Pretty the series you have to see, the Steve Silverman's. And see, like, you know, there's a few that I follow that I will, you know, that I love, that I'm like, okay, I'll tweet out, you know, whatever.
Right.
But, yeah, you have to. I'll send you a bunch of links, so you'll just have to watch them, because it's a lot of fun. And you know what I love about the web series, people, is that, they do it, most of them, they don't get paid, you know. I mean,
mm-hmm.
and they spend, you know, some of them, you know, they raise the money on you know, Indiegogo or Kickstarter and stuff to do these shows. But, I mean, like, you know, a lot of the guest stars, some of them that were on Pretty for season 3, they didn't even, like, ask to be paid. I mean, they do it for the love of the art.
Oh, yeah.
So that's, and I think that's where soaps are going. I mean, what's your thoughts about soaps? How are you... Do you think that it's going to go? I mean, do you think that we're going to be able? I hope GH stays. What are your thoughts on that?
Oh, I hope so too. I've been watching GH probably since early 2000, so I've got a, or you've got a couple of years on me there. So,
mm-hmm.
and speaking of GH and soap stars, they are probably the most loyal to their fans out of any celebrity I've ever met. You know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah, totally. I do. And I agree with that, you know. I think, too, I mean, what are your thoughts as far as, like, you know, I'm dying for this week is going to be great. With the
oh, yeah, it's
going to
be awesome this week.
Stuff. I can't mm-hmm. believe they finally did it, but I wish that they would do, I mean, like, I wish they would structure it so we could get more location shoots, because that makes it so much fun to watch again. You know, remember back in the day,
mm-hmm.
you know, when they used to do that.
I love the,
you know,
the location shoots. I love those things.
Yeah, and it makes it feel like it just makes it more real. Like, it's
yeah,
so
it really
cool
does.
To see an actual warehouse, for God's sakes. You know, we're seeing a warehouse, and you see all this stuff, you know, like a warehouse, a real warehouse area.
Mm-hmm.
I'm dying to know, like, I wonder how they went and picked it out. You know, like, how did they,
yeah.
they went and they had to scout it out, obviously, and then
right.
I wonder, you know. And it's cheaper to do it, I think, location shoots than it is to have all the overhead of the studio. Like, if they
I think you're probably right, yeah.
Yeah, you know, I mean, it'd be cool if we could do more location shoots and less studio stuff. Because that's one of the reasons a lot of people tell me they like that, you know, that's one of the things that draws people to the web series online, because they're all usually location shoots. I mean,
mm-hmm.
you know, they're in they're in a real apartment, or they're in, you know, a restaurant, or, you know.
Mm-hmm. And to me, location shoots, like you said, make it seem more intimate, you know what I mean?
Yeah,
it's more,
totally.
It's more a real world, you know what I'm talking about?
Exactly, yeah. Well, it makes you feel like you're more in the, it's just more realistic,
right,
you know?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And So, yeah. Have you, what is your thoughts on, like, have you seen the what did we do, the Promoda sponsor? Do you know what that is, the Promoda soap sponsor? But we've been doing that. I don't know if you've seen my
tweets. I've seen tweets about it, but I'm not really sure exactly what it is.
Well, what it is that, you know, I kind of co-branded, or, like, we kind of worked together with SaveTheSoapGenre.net.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And because we kind of are just basically, we just support scripted serials, so scripted
right.
shows. So,
mm-hmm.
so that's why I say, you know, we are primarily soaps, but, like, you know, like I like a lot of the primetime shows, like
any show, basically.
Yeah, and so we decided in order to, we decided that it would be cool to, or some, actually they did, I just kind of came on board to start to, you know, tweet it out and get the masses
right.
involved. But but what they do is we thank all the sponsors that advertise on our soaps
mm-hmm.
for buying advertisement space
right.
on our shows, and mm-hmm. they like it, I guess, you know, and I guess a lot of
mm-hmm.
people are, you know, the sponsors really appreciate it. And I've heard that they've, you know, posted tweets, or, you know, they posted, you know, Facebook stuff on their Facebook
mm-hmm.
page. And they, so, yeah, so I just think it's cool because we want them to continue to support ourselves, you know.
Oh,
I
yeah.
mean,
oh, yeah.
What do you think about GA? Do you think it's going to stay past April 1st?
I hope it stays. I hope to God it stays.
I know, me too. I think it will. I'm thinking it might be like every year, maybe they'll be up for renewal or something.
Renew it every year, basically, yeah.
Ugh, it'd be hard. I will die if it does. I don't want it to go.
I know,
me
either.
Oh,
I was talking to somebody the other day. I was, and this was when a GH was in it. It's old, 2 o'clock time slot instead of 1 o'clock.
Mm-hmm.
It will be this week. I said, what am I gonna do from 2 to 3? I have no idea.
Right.
I've been watching a GH so long in that time slot. What am I gonna do? Seriously.
Gonna be weird. Well, I know, and I'm just thinking, oh God, it's 11 here. See, because I meet up with the girls on the board, and we,
right.
you know, and then I'm on Twitter and I'm on Get Glue and everything like that.
Mm-hmm.
But
right.
but it's weird. I'm like, oh my God, because like even today, I was like, oh gosh, I got it. I left my phone charger at my friend's house, so I got to drive
mm-hmm.
all the way back out to where to get it. And I'm like, oh
mm-hmm.
God, let's see. I was like, oh well. I think I can still, and then I realized, oh, it's on at 11 today here, my time, 11 my time. It's
right.
so weird. It's going to be weird for a while. I think, too, like, because people that are working and stuff, you can take your lunch break at 2 versus more 3
right,
on the East
yeah.
Coast, I mean.
Right,
and, like,
right.
1 o'clock is, like, not a big deal here, you know.
Yeah.
But, and it's 1 o'clock for you, right? It's 1 o'clock.
It's 1 o'clock for me. Yeah, it is. Yeah.
Yeah, Pacific Central, whatever.
Right.
Yeah.
I think it'll be a good change, to be honest with you.
What?
I think it'll be a good change from a 2 to 1. I think
yeah.
it'll be good for them.
I think so. I really do. I mean, I think that we just need to, you know, continue, you know, thanking sponsors, making
mm-hmm.
people, you know, making people aware, and, you know,
right.
just keep DVRing it. I mean, yeah, you know, if anybody listens to this, I mean, DVR, TiVo, you know, also
right.
Get
oh, yeah.
Glue. Have
mm-hmm.
you been doing the Get Glue? I'm trying to get everybody to do that. I finally figured that out.
All the time on my cell phone.
Yeah,
all the time
get
on my
glue.
Smartphone. I'm on there all the time. I check in
yeah,
this, check in this,
like,
you know.
I love it, Get Glue. Now
mm-hmm, I
get it. But it took me a while. I don't know why I couldn't wrap my head around it. I was like, okay, what is this Get Glue? It's Get Glue, like, confused
yeah, I know.
Me,
it's a crazy name for it, I know, but.
Yeah, but it's awesome. I did get my first set of stickers about a week ago, so that was cool.
Huh, cool.
So, but yeah, so, you know, I think that it's going to be, we just have to keep supporting the shows and, you
okay.
know, make sure we we're heard, and yeah, I mean, hopefully fans. Yeah, and I know, actually, you need to do one for me, too. I need to get your audio for, you have to tell me, we're trying to get fans to do audios of our, like, why they love GH, how they ended up watching GH, you know, how it impacted their lives.
Oh, yeah, I saw that on Twitter, too. I saw that, yeah.
Yeah, and so then we're going to, like, throughout the series, our tribute series for that, for the 50th anniversary, we're going to, like, we'll play them. So I'm trying to get people, you know, fans to tell us their feelings, because everybody's like, nobody cares what we think. Well, we do. So trying to get people to do it. Yeah. So hopefully.
I'll have to do it. Yeah. Yeah, I will.
Yeah, it'd be cool. Definitely. Yeah.
And speaking of GH, I remember the first GH actor I ever spoke to. I was shaking like a leaf. I spoke to Kelly Sullivan during a blog talk.
I love Kelly.
Interview. I was shaking like a leaf.
You did good. Isn't she adorable? When I met her at Fan Club Weekend, I was just, she's like, oh my God, yeah. You know, I'm like, hi, Chrissy, iHeartRadio. I gave her a thank you card that I got her and stuff. Oh, she gave me a big hug. She's like, I really enjoyed your show. She's so sweet. And Jen Lilly, how about that girl? That
girl is
adorable.
Jen is probably the sweetest person on the planet.
I know, seriously. And as much as I love Kirsten Strums, I'm glad she's back. It's just,
oh,
it was just very strange. It was just strange. You know, I'm like, okay, I need to readjust again.
Right, I know.
But you know, I mean, of course, you know. And but the minute I saw Spixie, I'm like, oh yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I mean,
yeah.
I miss. I did. But Jen was just, she's a gem. I mean, seriously, she's like a diamond. Seriously, and I just can't even. And I want to say too, I forgot to mention before the show ends, whatever. You know, I mean, I couldn't do the show without Dania and Felicia. I mean, seriously, Dania, I give her all my audio stuff that I, you know, as I create them and whatever, and then she'll like put the music behind it if I want. Like I tell her what I want, and then she's able to do it. And Felicia does all the event stuff, and we talk about, you know. Anyway, I just wanted to mention that. Sorry, I didn't mean to change the subject.
I understand completely.
When Becky Herbst was on, that was she emailed me out of the blue one day. I was like, oh my God, really? And she was a sweetie. I mean, taking all the fans' calls and stuff. I mean, and Lindsay and Eric the other week, that was cool.
Oh, yeah. I called into that one too, I remember.
Yeah, it was so funny. I mean, I was like, oh, my God. And just, you know, I just love, they're not, they want to be connected. You know, they want to have connection
really
with fans.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, and it's so cool. And, you know, and I think that, too, I think it endears them to you. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Like, you know, then you enjoy watching the show even more. Because you're like, oh my God, you know, they're willing to, you know, come on the show and chat.
Yeah, it's like when you speak to them in interviews, you're like, oh my God, I know her. You know what I mean?
Yeah. It's so funny because it's just like when I'm talking to these people, it's so funny because I'm like kind of in another, like I'm not thinking as much, you know what I'm saying?
Right,
like I'm just in the moment
talking.
So much.
Right. Yeah.
And then literally, sometimes I'll go back, like, I don't even remember what we said, nothing, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So then I have to go back, and then I'll listen, I'm like, oh, yeah, that's right, he said that, you know, whatever, like, the Tristan Rogers thing was just surreal. I was, like, out of body experience, like, okay, did that just happen? Did it happen? I don't know. And then this week, oh, my God, Ian Buchanan and Sandy, I can't wait for you guys to hear about Sandy. Sandy, the crew member, she's been the boom operator for GH for 35 years. She was there for, like, Luke and Laura's wedding. She was there when Elizabeth Taylor was on the show. She has so many behind-the-scenes fun stories that everybody's going to love. And I was just like, oh, and I guess what funny is I... You know, I met her at Fan Club Weekend last year during Lexi Ainsworth's event, and then this year she remembered me. I couldn't believe it. She's like, I remember you. I'm like, yeah. And then I told her I was doing this show. She's like, yeah, I guess. She goes, what is this? And I'm told her I'm doing this show about, you know, 50th anniversary. And then she says, sure, I'll call in. And I guess she was, like, floored. She said she told her daughter, I can't believe they want me to come on the show. But, I mean, she is very cool. I mean, for a crew member of 35 years, I mean, can you imagine, like, she's part of the show, too. And I think we need to remember that, you know, the crew member is the crew members that help put these shows together, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm just excited. This week's going to be cool. It's going to be nerve-wracking, but it'll be fun.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. And another thing I wanted to get your thoughts on, and I hope I'm pronouncing this right, the angliosarcoma benefit or whatever.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, thank you. Yeah, for mentioning that. Okay, well, you know, Raven Beauty, she has been our soap spoiler since, like, I think, like, God, 12, 13 years now. And she has angiosarcoma. It's a deadly tissue cancer. Eats your tissue away. And once you're diagnosed, you're pretty much done. And she's been suffering. And I, you know, initially we were going to do a breast cancer one, but because she originally got breast cancer. But then she said, no, I want, if you do a fundraiser, please do one to get research. Because even doctors, there's not any treatment. Nobody knows, you know, a lot about it. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, so October 1st and 2nd, it's really just a 24-hour auction. I have all kinds of very, very cool items that I have gotten, autographs. I've got things from, like, Divanity. They're sending me stuff. Something from Fumbling Through the Pieces, Ragged Isle. I've got a really cool T-shirt that I had almost every single GHer that was at Fan Club Weekend signed. I have a lot of pictures. I have a lot of items that I'm going to put up for auction. All the proceeds are going to go to the Cure Sarcoma Foundation. And, I'm really excited about that. So hopefully we'll raise a lot of money. You know, hopefully, fingers crossed. I mean, you know, and Raven, I'm going to, if she feels good enough, we're going to do a special edition show on October 2nd. And so we will announce how much money we've raised. And hopefully, she said if she feels okay, then she might call in. But we're going to dedicate that show to her. So, yeah, I'm really excited about it.
Awesome.
Can't wait.
That's really cool.
Yeah, I figure, you know, that's the best thing that we can do, you know.
Oh, yeah.
Connect fans with causes, and I think that's sort of what I would also, you know, our mission basically is to, you know, give a place for a forum for, you know, not only fans, but, you know, creators, writers, producers, you know, actors, you know, give them a forum, a place to, you know, a place to be and to feel comfortable and connect. Mm-hmm. And, you know, do something for the better, for the good of everybody.
Right. And that's why I created this show, like you said, to give everybody a voice, you know what I mean?
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah,
it
that's
is
why
the
I created this show.
So. Well, thank you so much. I appreciate you having me on your show. It's so cool.
I'm being told we only have about 90 seconds, so we'll have to do this again sometime.
Sure. Yeah, anytime. Just let me, just tweet me.
Alrighty.
All right. Thanks, Cody.
This has been fun. This has been a lot of fun.
We'll have a good day.
All right, you too.
I'll talk to you again soon. Bye.
All right, bye. I hope you enjoyed our little chat with Chrissy from Our Heart Radio. Chrissy is an absolute doll. And from what you just heard, I hope you see that too. So, from here, I don't think, let me back up and say, I don't know who we're gonna have on next, but I will let you guys know. Until then, Y'all have a good day. This has been A Weekdays with Murph. Bye.